Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the podcast, the Evil Dungeon Master Universe Podcast. I'm your host, the Evil Dungeon Master Vince, and we are back. Welcome to the Evil Dungeon Master Universe. Again, we're moving forward and answering questions as we love to do, and I appreciate everybody that keeps asking these questions. So hopefully you're doing well out there in gaming world. EvilDM.com is my website. And you can head over to evildm.com/podcast to get this podcast on Spotify. But I'm available on Apple and other various platforms, so don't worry about anything. With that said, today's topic comes in from Carl, and he says, let's get right to it. This is Carl, a dedicated fan of your podcast. Your insights into the world of RPGs have been a game changer for me. Pun totally intended. Your mix of humor and wisdom makes every episode a treasure trove of knowledge. Aw, how sweet. Thank you. He's been pondering a question. He says, how do you keep a group of rowdy players focused when they stumble upon an unexpected plot twist? Or they seem to get bored, or they just seem to be running around wild. Like herding cats chasing a laser pointer in a room full of mirrors. Wow. That is actually kind of fun to watch. Also, I can't help but wonder if you've ever considered having DM Will from RFI to join you for an interview on your show. The banter between you two guys was a lot of fun in the past, and I'd like to see it come back for just one more episode. Looking forward to your thoughts and keep slinging those dice. Carl. Thanks, Carl. Well, this is one of those things where, you know, sometimes your players will do whatever they want. And wrangling up players that are rowdy or everything is a very difficult thing to do, especially when they get off course. And a lot of times what you need to do in those situations when you feel that the group is getting too rowdy is take a break. And I don't mean a break from the game. I just mean a break right then and there. Just kind of step away and be like, all right, let's take a 5-10 minute break. Maybe talk to your players and ask them what's going on, because not all the time are they really into the game. Sometimes they may not be into the game and they're dicking around on purpose. And I've had plenty of players do this. And it's nothing against you, just sometimes they're just not into the storyline and they don't want to be railroaded. So a perfect example of of something that happened to me within the past 6 years, I don't know, whatever, when I was playing AD&D, I had started a new storyline, which I thought would be really good for the group because they would get some things and like a ship. And then we can go on some, you know, seafaring adventures. I thought that was going to be a great time. And it sounded like a great time. It looked like an awesome campaign on paper. But, again, things that look on paper don't always look great in real life. The adventure started off with them on a ship when they were heading across seas. And I was going to have them go after some pirates. So I had a player who just switched up characters joining the game again as a new character. So I had to think of a way to bring him in. And we talked about it on the side, and we decided that a good way to bring him in was that he was going to be on a raft, distressed, and the ship was going to pick them up. The friendly captain was going to pick him up and see what happened, and he was going to say that pirates attacked him and stole all his stuff. And stole rich, maybe family heirloom, with some treasure. And he wanted his items back. So the captain of the ship was just like, well, all right, we can do that for you. Once we get you established and, you know, feeling better, we can go right after them. Do you know what they look like? He gave a description. Immediately, the group did not take to this, except for one player who was pretty level-headed about it. He kind of went, oh, okay, sure, no problem. But the rest of the group, well, two of them at least, completely did not and treated this person, this new character, like, a dick and didn't care. They're like, yeah, we don't care. And then the captain's like, well, we need to right the wrong. So he decided that he was going to steer the ship. So instead of agreeing or leaving, these two players took it upon themselves to attack the captain of the ship and try to take over the ship, which led to a giant battle of half the group just standing there, these two players trying to kill the captain and his first mate and his crew, them getting knocked over and pretty much killed from the group, where the point that I had to actually stop the game and be like, yeah, this is not happening, and walk away for a few minutes because I didn't know what to do at the moment, and had to come back to the game and restart everything after talking to the players and saying, what the F is wrong with you people? This is not how a game is played, and this, and you guys are being very childish about it. Well, we didn't want to be railroaded. I said, you weren't being railroaded. I told you the premise of this campaign was going to be a seafaring thing, and you were going to get a ship with this captain. But instead, you decided to attack him when he was trying to take the ship to help the new player character in your group, which was supposed to be a hook for them, which was what we were talking about before playing the game. But apparently, they didn't care or like the way it was handled, so they decided to be jerks about it and try to ruin everything and take over the ship, which they thought was funny because they were laughing, but they wound up dying anyway because they fell into the water, and then repeatedly coming back and getting knocked down again, they finally lost their hit points and died. So, it's also, it happens. It happens all the time with players, and we laugh about it to this day. There was no hard feelings. You know, we just like, yeah, you're a dick, and they laugh about it, and they're like, yeah, well, it ruined the start of a good campaign, so I had to revamp it and play something else. Plan something else, because we wound up just doing the kind of a seafaring adventure, but it took the wind right out of my sails, and no pun intended right there, when this issue happened, because I was excited. I had players excited about having a seafaring adventure, and this entire situation just took the wind right out of me. I really didn't want to play the campaign anymore, but a good DM moves forward, adjusts, learns from his mistakes, because, yeah, obviously it was my mistake that I did this. So I revamped everything, got them back to land, and the seafaring adventure was over. There was no seafaring adventure. And when we discussed it, and I told them they were going to get a ship again, they realized it, and they went, oh, okay. And the players that were into it, the ones that were level-headed and not stupid, were kind of pissed at this point, because now they're out a whole fun adventure that I had planned for that. But we still had fun. The game still went on, and we did have a good time and enjoyed it. But, yeah, things like that happen. It's just sometimes you need to take a break. Sometimes you need to step back and reevaluate. Sometimes you need to talk to your players, Carl. And if they're just being out of control and you know it's just your friends how they act, just roll with it. Let them have their fun. And if they're having fun, throw a monster at them. They're out of control. That's the best way to handle it. Throw a monster. Oh, you're acting like jerks? Well, this monster came in. Oh, what? The town guards came in. Combat will always kill all of that. So it's the best way to handle that situation. I mean, or talking. Talking's the best way to handle it, in my opinion. But it depends on your group. The latter part of your question about DM Will, I've not talked to DM Will in some time. I will reach out to him and see what his thoughts on that are. I do miss DM Will from RFI. We did have a lot of fun podcasting together. I will ask him what he thinks about coming back just for just one time only. He may or may not. I'm not sure. I know he was done with podcasting because he was, you know, getting a little burnt out on it and tired of everything revolving around podcasting in the old school gaming sphere, because it's not always the best, and a lot of people are not very nice. So, especially to him, because he was actually a good person when we were friends together, podcasting, and when we were in touch, he was a very good friend. That's all I could say. And sometimes people can burn you out in the community, And they tried doing that to me, but I'm still here. So, look at that. I didn't fade away. Well, that's with that said, I'm going to head out. A little bit of a shorter episode, about 10 minutes. No, not that really short. I think I've done some 8-minute ones. Hopefully you have enjoyed today's banter of nothing. Today's podcast about stories about my group and corralling cats with laser pointers, which is hysterical if you've ever tried that, if you were a cat owner in your life. But yeah. With that said, I'm going to head out. Keep it original, keep it old school, and I will talk to you next week for next week's set of podcasts. Keep it original, keep it old school. Good night, and God bless everybody.